Good day, I'm Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, giving you a roundup of the week's top stories affecting your financial landscape this Saturday, February 8th. First up, attention turns to the critical minerals market as Australia leans towards implementing production tax credits. To maintain a competitive edge, the state is in negotiations to introduce tax breaks for the industry. In the spotlight is Andrew Worland of International Graphite. He, as well as Federal Resources Minister Madeleine King, argue these incentives are crucial for job creation and national security. Meanwhile, Warren Pierce from the Association of Mining and Exploration Companies sees recent shifts in U.S. policies as an open door for Australia. Watch this space as we expect prompt legislative approval, potentially rejuvenating mineral processing in Western Australia and over in Queensland. As we move to our next story, we spotlight Queensland, where persistent flood challenges continue to cause concern. With severe flooding in northern areas, 1,435 insurance claims have recently been filed. Thankfully, Townsville has narrowly escaped the worst, while Ingham continues to weather the storm with the Herbert River peaking at nearly 15 meters. Premier David Crisafulli has prioritized rebuilding work, urging for lessons to be learned from previous disasters. Acting in readiness are insurance giants like IAG, Suncorp, and RAC, who are fast-tracking claim processes. Amid the recovery efforts, climate change resilience becomes a key factor, driving the direction of infrastructure improvements. Now to a rather alarming trend as Australian retirees miss out on key superannuation benefits. Current statistics reveal $302 billion in retirement savings are still in taxable accounts when they could enjoy a tax-exempt status. Government-backed financial guidance is quickly becoming necessary to educate retirees on fund management and to alleviate unnecessary tax burdens. We'll be following this closely and urging both industry and government to take action. As we wrap things up, let's talk about turbulence in trade affairs. The Australian stock market closed lower on Tuesday, buckling under the strain of escalating U.S.-China trade tensions. China initiated tariffs up to 15% on U.S. imports, while the U.S. reciprocated with a 10% tariff on Chinese products. This caused the ASX 200 index to fall, while investor anxiety also saw a dip in stocks such as Audinate Group. On a brighter note, Pro Medicus showed an uptick courtesy of a contract win. That's this week's financial rundown. Remember, for a whole host of services like finance, insurance policy information, superannuation, as well as money management, feel free to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori. Keep an eye on those finances, and I'll catch you next week.